The CDC recommends frontline healthcare workers be among the first to receive the vaccine. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsum-Reisden says the state must decide which healthcare workers receive those first doses.
Our initial vaccine allocation will be lower than what that need is. And so we will be working to prioritize to get that first group through.
South Dakota expects 7,800 doses of the Pfizer vaccine by December 15th. The Pfizer vaccine requires two doses. Secretary Mulsum-Reisden says the 7,800 doses will go to 7,800 healthcare workers.
This is really going to be first for those folks that are working in those most intense settings, taking care of folks with COVID. We know that happens because of the way healthcare happens, most often in Sioux Falls and Rapid City.
The Department of Health is working with Sanford, Avera, and Monument Health on how to divide those initial doses. Mulsum-Reisden says the department is also working with Prairie Lakes Hospital in Watertown and Mobridge Regional Hospital.
Those hospital systems, including Watertown and Mobridge, will be the entities getting those initial doses and helping us vaccinate individuals in those first phases.
The state expects weekly shipments of both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines once they receive FDA approval.
We do not have the numbers for what week 2 and week 3 may look like, although we do expect it to be lower than that initial number of 7,800. We do not yet have estimates on the Moderna vaccine, but we do expect to have that information very soon.
It's not clear how soon the next priority population will start receiving vaccines. That group includes long-term care workers and residents. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.